Have you ever wondered why you keep making the same mistakes despite your best intentions? The gap between what we intend to do and what we actually do isn't just frustrating, it's the central challenge of human behavior. Drawing from 35-plus years coaching Fortune 500 executives, Marshall Goldsmith reveals that meaningful change doesn't require complicated techniques, just awareness, structure, and consistent effort in the face of environmental triggers that constantly shape our behavior. The brilliance lies in understanding that our environments control us far more than we control them. Every situation presents different who, what, when, where, why specifics that put our behavioral integrity at risk. The mother who confidently manages her home transforms into a different person in a budget meeting. A teacher who shows patience with students might become aggressive in traffic. These aren't signs of hypocrisy, but evidence of how powerfully our surroundings influence who we become. We face three fundamental challenges when attempting change: avoiding admission by blaming external factors, underestimating inertia's power, and lacking execution knowledge. Understanding what to do doesn't guarantee we'll do it. Even with clear benefits, we invent reasons to resist. When Mayor Bloomberg attempted banning supersized sugary drinks to fight childhood obesity, New Yorkers cited freedom, economics, and government overreach rather than confronting the actual health issue. Two immutable truths govern behavioral change. It's incredibly difficult because it requires rewiring neural pathways strengthened over decades, and no one can make us change unless we truly want to. External pressure rarely succeeds without internal motivation. Change must come from within, as no incentives or consequences will matter without wholehearted commitment. We harbor deep rationalizations that sabotage lasting change, belief triggers that operate like invisible software generating resistance. If I understand, I will do, is perhaps the most common misconception. Knowledge without action creates only the illusion of progress, as seen in people who understand nutrition yet struggle with their diets. We deify willpower while labeling those with self-control strong and others weak, typically overestimating our reserves and underestimating environmental influences. Even minor disruptions like lack of sleep can deplete our willpower. Another insidious belief is, today is a special day. We readily designate days as special to excuse lapses, birthdays, holidays, or arbitrary occasions, promising ourselves we'll return to discipline tomorrow. People who make frequent exceptions are 70% less likely to achieve lasting change. We also show contempt for simplicity and structure, believing we're above needing help with basic tasks. When doctors resisted using checklists that eliminated infections, they exhibited this trigger, finding simple solutions demeaning despite proven success. Within each of us exist two personas, the planner who sets goals and the doer who executes them. As the day progresses, these personas diverge. We start with good intentions, but later face obstacles with diminishing motivation. Situational leadership provides a useful framework for managing this disconnect. Like effective leaders adapting to followers' readiness, our inner planner must assess the doer's needs and provide appropriate structure. Critical tasks require minimal guidance, while challenging behavioral changes need more structure. One client eliminated his habit of giving redundant assignments simply by using an index card reminder during meetings. Our execution failures stem from both environmental disruptions and ignoring past experiences. At one dinner, 17 executives all broke their promise not to interrupt each other within minutes, despite clear rules. To stay on track, we must master three interconnected stages: anticipation, avoidance, and adjustment. To become who we want to be, we must understand the wheel of change with its four fundamental choices: creating or preserving positive elements, and eliminating or accepting negative ones. Creating represents the glamorous side of change, the exciting self-invention process. The key is making this intentional rather than letting external forces shape us. Creating can be as simple as adding one new behavior, often enough for successful people, or as complex as complete reinvention. Preserving means identifying what truly serves us well. Successful people often neglect this. They're wired to fight the status quo, choosing improvement over maintaining strengths. When Frances Hesselbein became Girl Scout CEO in 1976, her tradition with a future approach preserved valuable elements like cookie sales and moral guidance, while quadrupling membership and tripling diversity. Eliminating is our most liberating action, yet we approach it reluctantly. The challenge comes in sacrificing something enjoyable that isn't obviously harmful, like micromanaging, that we believe works despite its negative impact. Accepting is perhaps the most difficult element for high achievers, who often believe everything can be changed through effort. Progress happens when we systematically consider what we need to create, preserve, eliminate, and accept. In coaching, certain magic moves reliably create change. Apologizing, asking for help, optimism, and asking active questions. Traditional approaches use passive questions that focus on circumstances rather than personal actions. Research compared three groups: a control group, one answering passive questions like, "How happy were you today?" and another answering active questions like, "Did you do my best to be happy?" After 2 weeks, the active questions group showed twice the improvement across all measures. This focus on what individuals can control dramatically improved happiness, meaning, relationships, and engagement. The six most powerful active questions are: 1. Did I do my best to set clear goals today? 2. Did I do my best to make progress toward my goals today? 3. Did I do my best to find meaning today? 4. Did I do my best to be happy today? 5. Did I do my best to build positive relationships today? 6. Did I do my best to be fully engaged today? These questions work by reinforcing commitment, targeting motivation, breaking goals into daily increments, and creating accountability. We never achieve perfect patience, generosity, empathy, or humility. At best, we develop consistency that makes others forgiving of our shortcomings. The concern isn't occasional lapses, but when we stop striving and settle for good enough. This good enough mindset particularly damages relationships. Skill and motivation create a reinforcing loop. We're motivated to do what we excel at. Without sufficient skill, motivation inevitably weakens. Nadim's experience with Simon demonstrates how we can become triggers for change. After taking responsibility for their poor relationship, Nadim committed to going 80% of the way toward reconciliation, and the problem quickly disappeared. Later, he realized, "I'd go 100%. I learned that if I change my behavior, I change the people around me." This is the power of not settling. When we fully commit to behavioral change, we become an irresistible force that transforms our environment rather than being shaped by it. The solution is straightforward. Make one change, one triggering gesture that breaks your habitual behavior. This benefits everyone around you and feels so rewarding you'll want to continue. By becoming the trigger, you create ripples of positive change that transform both yourself and your world.